Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist. Joey B. has researched grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B's Outdoor Adventure. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. In this fast-paced society we live in, just take out your GPS and you will miss so much that nature has to offer. There are a few basics that we now often overlook. That's what today is all about, is mastering those outdoor skills. How about upon entering the outdoors, you take a bearing using a compass? Wait, you mean a real compass? I swear, like, I'm finished with my sarcasm. Well, at least for today. Well, yeah, you see, the skills of mapping compass are vital. When I was doing my grizzly bear research up in the Rocky Mountains, we would take out a topographic map. We would actually have a compass in hand. We would take a bearing, and I'll talk a little bit more about how you actually take a bearing. You take a bearing, and I'd be looking down at the map and up at the mountains, and down at the map and up at the mountains. And while I'm doing that, I would actually see the mountains on that map, and I knew exactly where I was going. And I could get to from point A to point B, and that's actually when you take a bearing, what you're doing. And you always write those down. And to me, it's vital that you do that. And you say, well, all right, so how do I learn this? Well, let me give you a cool example. In my OnStar, my pickup truck, my niece Gabby's always in the back seat, and we're always chatting about the outdoors, and she's got the Peterson Field Guide there. And she sees that it has the direction of which we're traveling in the front of my truck, so it'll have the temperature. And she's, oh, we're going northwest. Oh, we're going. Well, I just got her first compass. And we will spend time to learn how to do the compass, because here's one of the things. Around Christmas time, we're on the Santa Claus train and we're going through Alaire State Park, and it's taking you all through the wooded areas and the forest and everything. And there was a biking trail there. And I said, hey, Gab, I said, won't it be really cool? I said, in the springtime, we can come back and get on that biking trail and bike through. And her words were, won't we get lost? Well, the answer is going to be no. Because I'm going to teach Gab, we're going to take their map and compass, we're going to get one. Because, by the way, they sell quadrangles. Quadrangles are maps, and the USGS has the maps, believe it or not, of every place on Earth you can buy the quadrangle. It's a region, and they all just all connected together. And we'll pull it out, and we'll take a look. And what we're going to do is find something that's identifiable on our trip that we could see at the very beginning. We're going to write it down, and we're going to write down the exact location of that. And that's how we take that. So there's your compass lesson is there. And I'm going to let you know that this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or in one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. Now, when you enter a trail, many of the trails, state trails, are marked. I guess national forests as well, they're marked. And they're marked with colors. And sometimes people say, well, I'm going to do a 2-mile loop, a 5-mile loop, whatever it is. And obviously the loop means it's going to bring you right back to where you started, unless you get lost. But we're going to talk about mastering outdoor skills today so we don't get lost. And I'm going to let you know that you might take, and the trails are marked with colors, blue trail. Well, sometimes you get to an intersection and you'll see on a tree a blue, yellow, red. I'm just saying there's three trails intersecting there. Well, then you need to find the next blue marking and make sure that you're on that so you can do that loop. And we don't want to bushwhack, because when you bushwhack, that means going off trail. And when you're going off trail, easy way to get lost. And my good friend Dr. Bob growing up, and this is before we knew really much about, just spending time in the outdoors, didn't know the ecology of what was going on. And Dr. Bob would always want to bushwhack. And we would get lost. And then, as I always said, if you get lost, you need to get found. Well, now we sort of stay on the trail. Oh, we do stay on the trail, and I know that. Now, you're talking about mapping compass and learning how to use this. Well, could any of you use this on a day hike? How about a backpacking trip? How about you're kayaking somewhere, and I'll give you a great example. We kayak and film in the Sedge Islands, and that is actually paddling from island to island. And I'm going to let you know that as you go from island to island, after 10 islands, it all looks the same, and you turn around, and now you can't see the mainland. And when you can't see the mainland, you're going, okay, so where? So you need that compass bearing. And what I do is, as I'm working back towards the mainland, I have actually, because I've been in this area many times, I have actually found a high point. Again, you're along the coast, but I found a high point that I could identify as my first bearing all the time. And I know when I turn around, I know, because sometimes I'm with a team of people, camera crew, whoever it is, and we're heading back, and they're heading back in the wrong direction. And I'm going, no, it's here. And they're going, well, how do you know? Because I know that bearing. So I know that what we're talking about, mastering these outdoor skills, could help anyone any day. Now, I'm going to say this. If you needed to learn, there's a lot of Ramsey Outdoor Stores, etc. They will actually have free map and compass courses. Boy Scouts, the Girl Scouts, hopefully the Girl Scouts, I know about the Boy Scouts. They teach map and compass skills. And you could even set up your own map. Say you're going to take your family out to, I do this in a local park, just like your town park, big open fields. Set up some bearings, and sometimes people will actually have a buried treasure. And I mean buried, it's not really dug into the ground, but they may have a bag of dum-dums. Be careful, because you are what you eat. Now, that's right, I can't use sarcasm today. Sorry, I had to take that back. Now, so you can actually set up your own course to do that, and just a neat thing to do, but it's also, hey, while your family is learning map and compass, or your your adults, maybe it's a bottle of wine at the end of the course, eh? Not in the local park, though. But hey, so there's many ways in which you can get out there and learn that. Now, I'm going to give you, I think, which is one of the most important skills you need for outdoors, but everyday life. How about basic first aid? Now, I'll give you an example. You know, I don't know how many people I've been on trips and they're going, oh, my feet are killing me because they have new hiking boots on. And or they wore the wrong shoes for the right trip, I guess, and blisters. And there's something as simple as that. My nephew Wyatt, he's down at the University of South Carolina, freshman down there, outdoorsman, great outdoorsman. And he joined the hiking club. And over a Christmas break, he purchased a brand new pair of hiking boots. And I said, hey, you better start wearing these boots now and breaking them in before you get to your first hiking trip of the season when you head back to school. And he goes, man, a great idea. Well, I said, that's how we alleviate blisters. But what do you do if you get a blister? So you need to know this information. Well, it's not just blisters. You need to develop an emergency plan. So let's think about this. Well, who attends the patient? Well, if you can't do first aid, then you're not that person, but someone's got to be that person. Who gets help? You need a master plan, map and compass. Because what happens if you're in an area where there is no self-service, and we're going to talk about cell phones a little bit, but if there's no, so then someone has to go for help, and I'm not joking, having someone injured and then someone going for help who is lost, well, then our mission, so to speak, and that emergency is lost. So you need to understand that. Now, one of the other things is having a good water filter, because you want to rehydrate all the time, and if you don't have a water filter, one of the bacteria in the water is Giardia. And the nicest way I can say what Giardia will do to your body is it will give you the les poo-poos. And it is not a fun piece of the journey. So I'm going to let you know all about that. And with that being said, you got to make sure that somebody knows, hey, how to use the water filters. Did you ever think about maybe filling up your sink or your tub or something and pump? I wouldn't fill up the tub, but a little bit of water in the tub and pumping through. Because one of our trips, we were on the Loyal Sock Trail, going again, but Dr. Bob, his brother Rich, the three of us did a lot of backpacking growing up. And it was summertime, and we got to an area where the water flow was so low. And you needed to know how to, again, the water is in the stream, but I'm going to say it was almost puddle-like the way it was just barely moving. You needed to know how to filter out of things like that. So, hey, you set your sink or your tub really low and you practice there. Now, how about mastering this skill? Learning how to properly set up your camp efficiently. And I was going to say, well, what do you do? Say you got a brand new tent. You don't want to be at your campsite saying, well, how do you do this? I can't figure it out. Can you hand me the directions? I'm going to tell you, your team, whether it's your family, your friends, whoever it is, your team should be setting up camp in your backyard. And in that, all your teammates, everyone has a job. So who sets up the tent? And I would just, quite honestly, have everyone take a turn at, because setting up tents right now is just so easy. And I'll give you a real cool thing. I guess it was a month or so ago, cold weather, my niece Gabby and I were just down in near her home. We go to an outdoor store because it wasn't a Ramsey Outdoor there. So we go to an outdoor store, happened to be an EMS. We walk in and just real slow, nothing going on. So Gabby's looking at all the tents, and I'm mentioning to the gal who works there, sweet gal, and I said, look, we're not going to purchase a tent, but Gab wants to know how to. She goes, well, let's set up a tent right now. And Gabby said, what? She goes, yeah, we got time. And in the aisle, her and Gabby sat down, and she showed Gabby from taking the tent out of the bag how to set it up. Gabby unzips, climbs in, and, you know, she and I had a great conversation, and I'm looking because now I'm going to make a couple purchases in there because, hey, somebody's taking care of my family, well, deservedly so. We're going to take care of them in return. And it may have been a half hour later that Gabby's campsite was set up, and I said, Gab, we have to go soon. And I said, so now we got to take the tent down. And it wasn't a pouty look. It was a look like, okay, here we go, because now she needed to know how to take it apart and then put it back in the bag. So her and the gal sat down again, took it all apart, showed her how to fold it all up, get it back in the tent bag. And see, me, that's what, like, education's all about. But can you or your family members or your team members, I mean your friends, relatives, can they take care of that tent? Well, now let's go to in your backyard. Well, kitchen. Who cooks? Not everyone can cook, and you need to make sure that you have good, high-energy meals, because when you're out in a trail, they are high-energy days. So that's something to think about. And you need to actually create a kitchen. And a kitchen is created, again, maybe not in your backyard, but when you're out in the wild, a kitchen is created 200 feet at least away from your tents, because we want all the odors of food set up down away. And so who's going to get firewood? And remember, you must get, and I'll talk to you about down firewood in a little bit, but most times that's a great thing to talk to kids about, is getting firewood. But when you talk about getting firewood that's down, you need to talk about poison ivy, snakes. So, snakes. Yeah, people, I love snakes. Really cool creature. Now, if you want to know how to bear-proof your campsite, well, I have a podcast show that you can listen to, but don't leave there here now to go to that one, because there's so much more you got to learn, and then you can go there, or you can even go on to joeybe.tv, joeybe.tv, and I've got a show on bear-proofing your campsite. But once again, don't leave there, because you need this. Now, your day trip, night trip, well, we're talking about, well, who cooks the meals, but I'm going to tell you right now, do not experiment with meals in the wild. You will have hungry people, and hungry people are not happy people. So practice those meals, and then you have to figure out, how many people are going, so how much food do you need? Food likes, dislikes, allergies, yeah. So head back to the backyard. Hey, maybe you have a fire pit in your backyard. You can cook on that, or teach people how to cook on that, or just pull out your camp stove. Some people have never started their camp stove, and they're going to wait to get in the outdoors. Talk about mastering outdoor skills. They're in the outdoors, and people are going, what are we going to eat? And you're going, and you can't get your camp stove primed. Well, I'm going to let you know. Figure it out before you go. And now, let's talk snacks out there. When you're fueled up, you want quality, high energy, like walnuts and almonds, things like this, fruits and vegetables. Carrots, I talk to baby carrots, I love them, I call them poppables. And then there are people, because since the show I'm mentioning Dr. Bob, I'll mention him again. See, when I go somewhere and Dr. Bob is part of the equation, I know that I need to bring extra food, because, like, magically I'll open up a snack and, like, magnetically Dr. Bob is right next to me, and his kayak just magnetically pulls up to mine, because, yes, he brings his own, but he is a volume eater and wants some of mine. So, yeah, hey, best friend growing up, what are you going to do? So, yeah. Now, talk about hydrating. Watch this little trick we do about mastering outdoor skills. You know you're going to be gone for the day. Well, the first thing you do is you take a wide mouth bottle, water bottle you're going to use, and I'll talk about what type in a second, and you fill it three-fourths ice, one-fourth water, because by the time you actually get to your trail, get on the trail, well, it's now melting because now you got some ice water, and at least you're starting out with some colder water, because believe it or not, ice water hydrates the cells the quickest. Hey, I'm a scientist, man. I know this stuff. Now, you need to know about that water filter. We spoke about that. And you want to use a BPA-free water bottle. And I'm going to let you know that BPA is a cancerous material. And many of the companies sell BPA-free products right now. So you want to make sure you have that. And you can get an insulator cover. Just a little sleeve that slides onto it. And I have a sleeve, and this is no exaggeration, probably got to be at least 25 years old, and it is getting ratty, but it still works. And because, and I'm not exaggerating on this number, because again, I've done research all across the country, I'm going to tell you that I have at least 100,000 miles, probably way more than that, on that insulator. Gone through many water bottles, but that insulator, people say to me, why do you still use it? Because it's like sort of part of who I am. Now, when you go to your Ramsey Outdoors of Life, all the outdoor stores, you want to meet, and I always joke about this, you want to check your credit card at the door. What I mean by that is you need to have spending limits, because it is so easy to go into a store, an outdoor store, and say, I want one of those. How about one of those? How about one of those? How about one of those? Well, you know what? The great thing is you get to ask the experts there. You know, hey, there's something to be said about buying online and buying from Ramsey Outdoor Online. You know, hey, I work with them, so I'm using them. But I'm going to tell you right now, getting into the Ramsey Outdoors of Life and asking the people questions, because now there's 20 different stoves, and they will give you their expert opinion on the stoves. And hey, every one of them are hikers, backpackers, fishermen, campers, all the outdoors, and they will give you those ideas. And I'll also give you another idea. One of my friends, Jim, and his wife, Elaine, what they have done through their lifetime, they have one separate bank account. And in that bank account, it's set up for something like this. Say they wanted to buy a large screen TV. What they will do is keep throwing money in that account. And when there's enough money in that account, that's when they go buy the TV with that money. That account's just set up just for, called buying stuff account. So you can say, hey, we need new sleeping bags. Hey, we need a new tent. You keep throwing money in. Got the money in the account, then you head out, and then you go make your purchase. Now, for every trip, you talk about mastering your skills, how about a gear list that becomes a checklist? And you must have, and again, say it's your bed, and you're going to start to lay out all your gear or your living room floor, whatever you're going to do, but you're going to lay out every piece of gear that you're supposed to have and check it off as you go, because you don't want to be out somewhere going, holy moly, you mean you didn't bring the... Well, sometimes with that gear list, you're sitting with your friends going, all right, because you're breaking up weight, say it's a backpacking trip. You're going, all right, I got the tent, so you got the stove. I got the tent, so you've got the pots and pans. Remember, that's the heavy one. And you're just sort of working on all that. And that includes the clothing, and it also includes the time of the year, because there are wicking layers that you need to know about, even summertime. So with that being said, you probably want to go to one of my shows either on Joey B TV or Joey B Outdoors here and listen to or watch. But no, I have shows on clothing for the outdoors, but you can't go there because you need more of this show here. Now, so what type of pack will you need? Is it a day hike? Is it a backpacking trip? And obviously for the day hike, I would use the Joey B Signature Series backpack from Tranquility Mountain. You see, I designed and tested one for them. I had been on snowshoes and the backcountry camera gear. And I know I tell these stories. Well, hey, if I'm going to use a backpack, why wouldn't I use the Joey B Signature Series? You know what's amazing? I don't typically market like 80 million different things. I don't know why. Just coming out today. Just put up with it. Hey, I stop with the sarcasm now. So you got to figure out, is it the correct day hike pack, backpack? So now that you have the correct backpack, how do you know how to pack it correctly? And that is important. And when you go, and again, I'm in a marketer, but you understand this, you go to TranquilityMountain.com, and they actually show you a real simple, and it's sort of sped up, video of how to pack the day pack and what goes into it, bang, 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 bang. And when you watch it, those are my hands there. But don't go there yet, because you need to listen to more here so you can learn what's here. And on the Joey B TV, my great friend David Alexander spectacular naturalist, author, most knowledgeable man I know in the outdoors. And David did an episode on how to pack a backpack for an overnight trip and what goes inside of it. But don't go there. But you probably know that by now, too. You know, part of nature, and you want to master some great skills, is understanding the sights and sounds around you. Well, how about learning how to read animal sign and animal tracks? Some of it's fun and some of it's safety. Well, if you're in the East, you'd want to know things from Jim Bruchac in the Indochina Wilderness Center. And if you're in the West, you'd want to go to Dr. James Halfpenny at Gardner, Montana. Jim Bruchac, great friend of mine, brilliant naturalist, brilliant Native American, tracking, stalking animals, has some great classes. And then Dr. James Halfpenny, right, and Gardner's right outside of Yellowstone. Dr. James Halfpenny, one of my professors, brilliant, brilliant man, the world's most renowned man on tracking and stalking animals, plus a lot of other things that go on there. And you could take classes with them. How about birding? Birding is so important because, hey, the sounds are all around us. And what I tell you right now, the sounds are all around you. So you would want to learn, and you can get, there are CDs to learn. I mean, you can go online to Cornell Ornithology, which is the greatest birding stuff that's out there. You can watch some of the Joey B TV. I filmed with Giselle Smisco from the Avon Wildlife Center, and Giselle is brilliant, brilliant. But don't go there because you know that. Or you can listen to some of my birding podcast shows right here on Joey B Outdoors, but don't go there. You know, I don't need to go into all that. Now, did you know that there are laws that you must follow? Maybe you're going into a place you're going to backpack to, and some people will canoe camp, kayak camp, and all this, but you still may need a permit, a couple bucks, for your campsite. So you don't have it, then it costs you more than a couple bucks, so make sure you have that. You need to know the laws about campfires. There are certain areas that you may not light a campfire in, certain areas you can, certain areas it must be in the fire ring that the state has supplied there. And you should also know, there are laws right now that if, say, your campfire got out of control and it burnt down the forest, you sometimes legally are responsible for the firefighters putting that fire out. And if it's 1,000 acres, it could run into the millions of dollars. And you may be also required to reforest the area, paying for the trees. So you want to make sure you're doing the right thing. And if it's a windy night, yeah, you may have to go out without a fire. Something to think about. So, there are mastering these skills and things you need to know. Simple little thing. Leaving a note. Well, my friend Diane Wilson, Inspector Dave's wife, she director of the Red Cross, she would say, on your table, especially if you're going out solo, you leave a note, hey, not just that I'm going kayaking, but I'm going kayaking in the Sedge Islands, whatever it is, so people know where you're at. And if you're with a group somewhere and you're, say, my truck, and we get to the site and you're parking your vehicle in the windshield, you don't just say, hey, we went hiking today, but you say, hey, hiking, we're on the Blue Trail. So if something happens or you call an emergency call out and they find your vehicle and they see the note, they know exactly where you are, especially if someone got lost. So you get my hint about from the previous part of it too. Now, did you know that your rain gear also acts as wind gear? So having rain gear on your trip, not reindeer, but rain gear, very important. Now, the firewood, and I mentioned downed firewood. Well, law says you have to find the firewood on the ground, because if you were to cut a branch from a tree, it's green wood, and that's the terminology we give it, and it doesn't burn well, and some of it doesn't burn at all, so you need to make sure that you know about that piece of the puzzle. And my nono, my grandfather, would always say, a dull knife cuts twice, meaning that it will cut you as well, because you're trying to cut something else. Well, how about learning how to sharpen a knife and sharpening your knife before you ever go? Hey, and I am sure that online there's a million YouTubes that you can YouTube on how to master this skill, or it does take time to acquire it. My dad is brilliant at sharpening. Hey, I can't say that I'm brilliant, but I'm pretty good, because I guess from my nono to my dad to me, he passed down a little bit about that. And the saying we use out in the wild is, take only pictures, leave only footprints. Well, cell phones, they are only there to take a photo. Your cell phone should be turned off, because I want you to know that you're in nature. You're there to enjoy nature. take a photo with it, or emergency. Other than that, the cell phones are turned off. Give you a cool example. One day, two of my computer guys that work for me, they're always going, well, you know, we're doing computer work for you, and we never get to go to Wild. So one day, I took them out on the Monksville Reservoir, and while we're driving to the Monksville, got the kayaks on my truck, having a great conversation. I said, guys, your cell phones get turned off right now. Well, I can't. One of them goes, he's like battling, I can't turn off my cell. I said, when we travel, your cell phone's off. And he went on. I said, look, you have two choices. You can shut your cell phone off, or we'll just drop you off back at your house right now. And he mumbles, shuts it off. It was like 3/4 of the way through the day. We're out in the water. And he goes, you know, this is one of the greatest days of my life. And I'm about to say, well, I told you, it's beautiful out here, 3,000 acres of water, paddle on. He goes, no. He says, my day has been quiet because there is no distractions with that cell phone. I said, ah. And the light bulb went off in his head. But hey, maybe the light bulb will go off in your head right now. Now, in the outdoors, we don't want to have odors. When I say odors, odors from deodorant, cologne, perfumes, hair products, shampoos, sunblocks. Yes, and even some, think about this, insect sprays have fragrances to them. Doesn't make sense because the fragrance is going to attract insects. Don't get it, but don't know. You see, and you know, I joke and sort of say, well, ladies more, because again, women always smell nicer than us, but you don't want to have those because you don't want to be attracting things to you. So that's a piece of the puzzle. There is absolutely, and this is not a mastering a skill, this is just saying don't. There's absolutely no food in your tent anytime, no snack ever. Don't store it, don't bring it, don't eat it. Because my little fun saying is, when you are in a tent with food, you've now just become a burrito for a bear. Don't do it. Hey, I've been out there tracking grizzly bear for months on end. Don't do it. Hey, even black bears, don't do it. Now, when you're tracking animals, here's a little hint I learned when I was doing my wolf research. Move when the wind blows. So you want to move that and then actually watch your scent, because your scent will get blown around as well. Now, here's one real cool thing. My good buddy Dan DeCristo, teaching his young children about the outdoors, and takes them on he takes them on short little day hikes, gets to do little different things with them. And there are always those teachable moments. So he gets very recently, he was just telling me the story, he gets out to the Great Swamp National Refuge out there, 10,000 acres, and he's going to take him on a short little day hike, and he shows up to the environmental center, and that's where you park your car, and one of the women there says, oh, so you must be here for the making maple syrup. He goes, yeah, of course. Yay. And it costs a couple bucks, and kids are free. So changing gears, because, hey, we're adaptable, changing gears, and his kids and him got to see how maple syrup was made, and he says they were mesmerized, and they got a little more, I guess, a little piece of nature, but a greater love and appreciation for the outdoors. And that's what this is all about, is us loving what's out there, us loving and taking care of what's out there. And the way to do that is mastering the outdoor skills. So until next time, enjoy life's adventures. You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.